Welcome to Leadership Speaking Radio. This is episode number 29. Our topic today is High Stakes Online Performances. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Penn, professional speaker coach, industry disruptor, and founder of the Leadership Speaking School. We're based in Switzerland, and we train global leaders and changemakers how to speak in public. To find out about the work we do, transforming leaders from the inside out, go ahead and visit our website at www.theleadershipspeakingschool.com. Now let's get straight into our topic. Folks, this episode is a riff. A riff about something that I am recovering from this weekend. You see, I was witness to a high-stakes online, let's call it medley, of presentations. And I'm a little bit bothered by what I saw. It was a cacophony of presentation after presentation where the speakers were reading their scripts from the computer screen that they were looking at. And they were making it look like they were performing the script, but they weren't performing at all. They were killing their carefully crafted messages with the most mundane, blank, dead stares I've ever seen in my life. And I literally had to catch my breath to recover, and I'm still recovering from what this new status quo is in delivering high-stakes talks online. But let me just pause for a minute and do what I want to start doing from now on, which is I want to introduce a word of the day for every podcast episode here on Leadership Speaking Radio. And the word of the day for this episode, representing the vibration of what I want to share with you in my riffing, is the word trans. According to the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, trans, the prefix trans, T-R-A-N-S, means on the other side of, across, or beyond, or through, or I love this one, changing thoroughly. It has many little meanings, but they all kind of lean in the same direction. And we recognize the word trans in words like transcend, or transform, or transition, all really juicy words. Folks, I'm going to be using this word trans something throughout this episode, and now we all know what it means. Back to my riffing about what I saw. And where we are in this medium of delivering high-stakes talks online. What I'm not seeing yet, and I am looking forward to it, let me tell you, I am searching for it. What I'm not seeing yet is refinement, a transition from being mediocre to being extraordinary. I'm not seeing that yet. The work that needs to be done to make that happen is significant. The work that needs to be done is speakers need to understand that it is not okay. It is not okay to deliver a high-stakes talk in the format that I just described. Reading it with a deadpan face and tired eyes from a script that you're looking at where we can see your eyeballs moving from side to side, where you have no emotional connection to your content, and where the message, again, that you probably worked really hard to craft, dies because of how you delivered it. Let me break this down even more. What were the specific problems of what I saw and what I am witnessing on a regular basis with these high-stakes online talks? Okay, number one, the eyes. When we are looking at your face online, we are looking at your eyes, first and foremost. This is our first point of contact with you as a human being. And these eyes need to be inside of your content. What does that mean? It means they need to be connecting to what you're talking about. They need to be switched on. They need to be alert. They need to be activated. The difference between eyes that are deactivated and activated is pretty straightforward. In fact, I want to invite you to try this out yourself so you can feel this in your own body. Let's use the two familiar words, happy birthday. And being very conscious of your eyes right now and looking straight ahead, I want you to say the words happy birthday, but I want you to say it like you're bored. Okay, so looking ahead, say happy birthday like you're bored. I'm going to do it too, and you'll hear the change in my voice. Ready? One, two, three. Happy birthday. Okay? You're going to do it again, and I want you really paying attention to the energy that's coming out of your eyes. One, two, three. Happy birthday. If you're doing this like I'm doing this, you feel kind of a heavy weight, a kind of tiredness over your eyelids. Your eyes are not moving. Your eyes are not engaged. Folks, your eyes are not on. That's what I mean by tired eyes. Now let's wake them up so you can have this sensation in your body too. We're going to say happy birthday again, but this time we're going to activate the eyeballs. Okay, they're going to be on. We are happy to say happy birthday. So looking at that one point, wherever you're looking, straight ahead, you're going to say the words after I count to three, happy birthday, in a happy way. Imagine you're saying it to your favorite person who you love. Okay, ready? One, two, three. Happy birthday! Let's do it again. One, two, three. Happy birthday! What is the difference in how your eyeballs feel now? I want you to internalize that sensation. I want you to discover the difference between eyeballs that are off, like the first version of happy birthday, and eyeballs that are switched on, activated, alive, illuminated. Folks, those are the eyeballs I want to look at when I am watching you deliver a high-stakes talk online. Those eyes are awake and alert and in the experience of what you are sharing. So that is the first problem that I have been encountering, seeing people speaking online with dead, bored eyes. That makes me not want to connect to you. That makes me not want to listen to what you're saying. And it certainly makes me forget just about everything that you said because nothing is touching me. Those invisible rays of electricity that come out of your eyes when your eyes are switched on are not coming out if your eyes are bored. So they don't touch your audience. That's problem number one. Problem number two has to do with the voices that come out of the mouths of the people who are speaking in these high-stakes online talks. They are usually quite monotoned. Why? Well, there are a couple of reasons. One, people have not rehearsed in how to use vocal variety. So they've rehearsed in reading like a robot. Blah, 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 blah. Give me 15 minutes of that and I'm not listening after the first 30 seconds. Okay? You need to rehearse in as the first layer of rehearsal, vocal variety. How are you going to make your voice come alive? How are you going to share your emotional connection to what you're saying with your voice? What are you doing to play with it? And all you need to do is look back at some of the episodes where I talk about voice to understand what I'm talking about when I say play with your voice. So in this symphony of speeches that I've been looking at online that are high-stakes presentations, the voices have not been activated. Just like the eyes, they are deadpanned. They are monotoned. And they are not going to transcend the barrier from you saying it to me receiving it. It's not going to happen. That magic, that connection, that electricity is not going to be transmitted. Another problem I see, this is problem number three in these high-stakes talks that are given online, is people are not moving their bodies. Just like we see in the zombie world, you know what I'm talking about, sitting hunched over on Zoom calls. Yeah, the kind of new status quo for movement, which is no movement, which is holding your breath, which is locked down, literally, in your whole body. I'm seeing this in these high-stakes talks online. People are not moving. And the thing is, when you don't move your body, so your arms are not in the conversation, your hands are not in the conversation, when you're not moving, neither is anything else. Right? Neither is that energy that I'm talking about coming from your eyes. Neither is that variety coming from your mouth. If your body is not moving, everything else stops. So here's the jewel, people. What your body does, your voice does, your eyes do. So get your body into these conversations. This is another layer of rehearsal. After the vocal layer of rehearsal, you're doing the physical layer of rehearsal. What's your body doing? How's it moving? Where are you going in space? Are you moving with purpose? I watched presentation after presentation in the context I was talking about from this weekend, where a person was standing absolutely still, maybe using their hands kind of in a, you know, when you're reading, helping you along as you are reading way. But that was it. And these were long talks. And just seeing the right hand move kind of in a wave, like, you know what I'm saying? The hand moving this way over and over again as the person was reading their script. This was not doing it for me. No. Move with purpose. Move to share the content of what you're talking about. Move to wake your body up. Move to transform your message into a living message, not the static one that you're reading from. Bring that script that you worked so hard on, bring it to life with your body, with your voice, with your eyes, and then you will be performing it. So this is my riff about what I have seen. And this is my wake-up call to those of you who are using the online medium to deliver high-stakes talks. And by the way, if you're wondering what I'm talking about when I say high-stakes talks, I'm talking about the TED-like talks, the TEDx talks, the big talks that you're asked to do in front of hundreds of people who are watching you online. I'm talking about the talks that matter, folks. The talks that might be recorded, and if people Google you, they Google your name and that talk shows up as a video. Those are high-stakes talks. These are the talks that are going to live on well after you've finished delivering them. What is your legacy? What's the vibe that you want to leave the world with once you have delivered this talk? Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. Up-level yourselves. It is not okay to stand in a still position with a monotone, tired voice, with eyes that are bored, reading your script online. That's not the show I want to watch. In what universe is that acceptable? Ask yourself that question. Put in the work to do what I suggested about these different levels of rehearsal, your vocal layer, your body layer, right? All of those things. And put in the work, folks. Here's the rub. Here's the differentiator that takes you from the difference between being ordinary and extraordinary. Put in the work to memorize this script, to not read it at all, but to deliver it from your memory with all the bells and whistles of rehearsals. These high-stakes talks should be treated the same way that live high-stakes talks are treated. Just because you could use your script, it's right in front of you there in your computer screen and you're in your cozy, safe office or studio space, just because you could do that doesn't mean you should. And from this podcast episode, I hope you are receiving loud and clear that that is not okay. To do this the best way possible, memorize that script. Put in the work. Take it from me. I've worked with hundreds of TEDx speakers and I've delivered 3 TED Talks myself. And the average number of rehearsals to get your script into your body, memorized, flowing, oozing out of you so you can pour it into the hearts and minds of your audience, the average amount of rehearsal times is 100. Yeah. There's no short, quick fix solution to doing this right. There just isn't. You've heard me say that before. And don't think that just because this is online now in the context that I've just described, that that's okay now. It's not. If anything, now more than ever, we really do need to feel your authentic connection to what you're saying. We really do need to feel your heartbeat for you to belong in the moment, for you to pour yourself out of it, for us to feel something. Help us to feel something again. Bring us out of inertia into activation. Transition yourself. Transform your message. You catch my drift? Well, I think I've said enough. I really feel passionate about this topic. And I want to catch this, what I call problem, before it becomes a bigger one. Because the more of these lame duck, lackluster, sleepy talks we are going to watch, the less we are going to feel, the less we want to watch things in the future. And the less we are actually going to get the messages that these folks who are speaking are trying so hard to craft. It's just kind of a lose-lose situation. So the sooner you step into this transformation for yourself, transitioning into this higher level of work, the better for all of us. So that's it. I hope that you got some value from this podcast episode. If you are going to be working on a high-stakes online talk anytime soon, put in the work. Put in the effort. And hey, I've got some great news. I want to help everybody out there to up-level, to improve, to transform this year. It's 2021. It is a brand new year, a chance for new beginnings and new opportunities. So what have I done? I have downloaded a library of free online training videos in public speaking. And there are 32 videos that I'm really proud of. And they are timeless messages, all related to the skills of how to transform yourself in public speaking. So folks, these are available for free on the Leadership Speaking School website. Go get it. Go get it. You can watch it as long as you want, as much as you want. It's there for free. I want to help to motivate and inspire you. I want to love you up. I want to serve you in this time of transition and change to become the best versions that you can be of yourself. So check out these free videos on the leadershipspeakingschool.com website and go get it. All right? Well, that's all for now. I hope that you have found this episode useful and that you can apply the things that I've talked about to your own leadership speaking. I look forward to bringing you another episode next time where I will unpack more leadership speaking golden nuggets, and maybe I'll riff and rant a little bit then too. Who knows? But until then, thanks for listening. Folks, keep taking care of yourselves and others and start this new year off with a bang. I'm just excited for you for these new beginnings. Let's get work done. Let's take care of ourselves. Let's transform this. Talk to you next time.